Yes, okay, we started the recording. So your parents and anybody can go online and see if you're doing well or not. Okay, let's look at the first page. This first page. Boys are different creatures. So if you ever have two boys and two girls, I can tell you. Girls are totally different. Girls are way much better than boys. Anyway, let's look at the first page. The first page is vocabulary. Can you, instead of Arabic vocabulary, can you say Arabic grammar vocabulary? So to cross it out, say Arabic grammar, okay, vocabulary. Got it? Did you do that? Did you cross out? Okay. So Arabic grammar vocabulary. Meaning what? Meaning we're going to use vocabulary terms. I'm sorry, we're going to use grammar terms. And you might, we say them in Arabic. So if you want to know what is it, you go to page one. Page one will have to be with you all the time. Also, in page one, you have harakat or tashkil, the bottom part. Do you know dhamma, fatha, kasra, sukun?
You'd be surprised on how many people can say those words but can't spell them. So it's in the little
box here. There. Down.
Can you see it? Say I. I.
Okay. Do you see it? Dhamma, fatha, kasra. You know how to do those? Are you aware of this? And usually they change depending on the grammar. Okay? All right. Any questions about this so far? Questions?
So how many of you guys are kind of intimidated? You've already been through the class though.
Arabic grammar. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so you guys are going to be, we're going to move pretty fast paced, but now that we're on a lower level, maybe we won't go as fast paced.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We're going. Level.
I know, but you guys need to learn stuff like command.
Level
did
what?
You learn present? Can I see your roster? It's in here.
Okay. Now,
you
open page
five.
Two. This is level 5?
Level 3?
Yeah.
Level 5?
You guys don't know that as it goes down, you're younger.
No.
Right. Room 3 or level
3? Level 3.
You don't want to be with a younger group.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see if you can make it in the first two classes and homework-wise. Okay. Subject and predicate. Any noun sentence is made of subject and predicate, which is called mubtada wa khabar. Subject is mubtada. Subject is mubtada.
Preferably you come back next week with all of these recognizable, so if we said mubtada, you were like, you're not like,
If you have any questions about it, like if you forget about those, just go back to this page and it has a list of vocabulary, grammar vocabulary. Okay, so any noun sentence is made of mubtada and khabar. So, noun sentence means jumla ismiya. Noun sentence called jumla ismiya.
So, a noun sentence is kind of what it sounds like. It's where a sentence starts with a noun. So, how many of you guys take like Spanish in school? Any foreign language? Yes. So, you know how the subject.
I am only in eighth grade and I just started Spanish 2 weeks ago.
Okay. What pretty much what I was going to say is in generally foreign language classes, they have you, because you're conjugating the verb, conjugating meaning, you're making it match with the subject. So if the subject is male, then you add a couple of letters to make sure that people know that who you're talking about is male. And so therefore, you don't have to say the subject because the letters are already added onto the verb. So a noun sentence would pretty much be consisting of a noun and the predicate. I mean, yeah, noun, yeah. Verb, predicate.
Noun,
the verb is in the predicate.
Noun, predicate. No, you have only noun, predicate.
Noun, predicate, because the verb is in the
predicate. Okay. In Arabic, you can have a sentence without a verb, like this, jumla ismiya. However, in English, you can't have a jumla ismiya. Why? Because if you don't have a verb, you have to add verb to be. So, for example, the girl is beautiful or is cute. Make it simple. Cute. Okay. This is called what? Verb to be, right? Right? So in the English language, if you don't have a verb, then you put your own, which is this verb to be. Now, if you have, in the English language, if you have the girl played do you have a verb in the girl prayed? You have a verb, prayed, right? Or played, I'm sorry. Played. You have a verb. So do you need to add is or was or any of those? No. Why? Because you have what? A verb. So what you learn out of this part today is that English language must have a verb. If it doesn't have its own verb, then you add verb to be. You got that part? Again, can you say what we talked about, what we just said?
English language has to be a verb, has to have a verb in the sentence, and if it doesn't, you add the verb to be.
Great. Now, Arabic is not the same. This is the English language. Arabic, you can have a sentence without verb. Like, for example, as an example, from the actual notes at page 2. Okay, so Allahu Khaliq. Allahu Khaliq. Do you see Allahu Khaliq in your list of examples? Do you see it on the top? Now, do we have a verb here? Do we have a verb? No. Can we make a sentence or make a statement without the verb? Yes in Arabic, no in English. Okay? So here, if I want to add verb to be, I'm going to say Allahu yakun khaliq. So if you want to emulate the English language, then you add this verb to be. Now, it is dumb to say in Arabic, it's dumb to say Allah yakun khalaq. It is like very bad Arabic grammar.
That's why we should pretend like we never taught it to you.
So, sometimes we need this word. Sometimes we don't. Why is? So this is optional. I'll put it optional. You got it? But Allahu Khaliq is a statement without any verbs. Now,
can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
What you guys learned last year that you actually retained? Right now, you still have the chocolate girl and water thing. Mm-hmm. Chocolate whatever.
We use a textbook, but we normally pay attention.
So you had a textbook, meaning.
Did you get your textbooks?
Level one.
Did you get your textbooks?
We have
Sirius. It says not assigned.
Okay,
this
not.
One. We used this one last year.
Okay.
So you can ask me to get a textbook in this class is for your learning. So you guys should have learned a couple of things from here, but I don't.
Yeah, we don't need this. It's confusing.
Wait, so okay.
Then let me. Let me explain subject and predicate for you. Subject is mubtada and predicate is khabar. In Arabic, mubtada means the beginning. You know, the literal translation of mubtada is the beginning. And the literal translation of khabar means the news. Okay? So that is the literal translation. But in grammar, we use them differently. We used, for mubtada, we use subject, and for khabar, we use predicate. Got that part? So in your page number one, which is Arabic grammar vocab, page number one, yes. Do you see, can you see where is mubtada? Can you find where is mubtada? Where is mubtada? Which row?
Second one, first row.
Where is khabar? The one entered. Everybody sees that? So basically, that's your vocabulary, grammar vocabulary cheating sheet. So if you see any Arabic word here, you go there and you find out that this is predicate, this is subject. You got this part right?
So we get
okay.
This?
Oh, yeah. And bring it with you in the binder next week. I'm going to check the binder next week. And also, you have a homework to do. Okay?
Do you guys remember words like, I am ready, I obey, I open, I have been to the class?
Yeah.
So, do you guys remember these vocabulary?
So, in strict Arabic language, just strict translation, things about Allah. When we say Allahu Khaliq, we're saying these things about Allah. So Allah is the subject, Khaliq is predicate. So subject is like the news, sort of news, like you want to tell something about this thing. So I'm saying Allah is Khaliq in English. Allah Khaliq in Arabic. You got this part right? So you understand what's the meaning of Allah Khaliq from the page number two. What's the meaning of Allah Khaliq? Allah is the creator. For every class, you find a list of vocab to remember because they are used in this class and used in the homework. Okay? Now, so conclusion is, I can tell you something about you using a noun sentence. How? What's your name?
Daniel.
Aisha, I'm sorry, Dania, Shatra.
Good,
well, like clip. Well, so I want to tell you something about Dania. So I use her name as a subject and what I want to tell about her as a predicate. Okay, I want to, what's your name?
Samia.
Hania, Samia, right? I'm sorry, Dania?
Samia.
Samia, okay. Samia, I can tell you something about Samia by using a noun sentence. I can tell you that she's short, for example, or let's say tall. So you say, Samia Tawila. Samia Tawila. In English language, you say Samia is Tawila. You got it? Samia is tall. That's in the English language. But in Arabic, you don't need this. You don't need to say Samia Takun. Samia Takun Tawila. You know, it's like dumb. You know, you don't need Takun. All right? So next time, your homework here is on the bottom. Your homework is on the bottom, page 2. And of course, it's due next, this coming. Well, you guys are lucky. You have 2 weeks.
We turn in the homework, right? So we do our separation.
Yeah, homework is in a separate sheet. Don't do your homework on the same notes. Do them on a separate sheet. Because these notes are supposed to be there in the binder. No touch. Okay? All right.
Okay.
So you're pretty much done. Class is over.
Okay. Tell me, we're going to play a true or false game. So true or false, you guys got a pretty good-ish grasp on what's on here?
Oh, the test
is
so
cool. False or true? True? False-ish. Did you just say ish?
Ish.
Ish. False. True.
True.
So we have no falses. So this is pretty good. Do you guys have your expand have true or false? Have you guys?